Welcome to another episode of Live at Dub Lab, the weekly podcast where we highlight live performances that take place in our studio. This podcast was brought to you by Dub Lab Radio, broadcasting live from Los Angeles since 1999. For more information, visit dublab.com.
Hello, listening to Bodhi Kyo Radio. I'm your host, Theo Jemison. Joining me here in the Dub Lab studio today are my guests, Lowleaf and Zero.
Hey.
What's up?
So, thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate your time. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Angelica, I'm going to start.
Well, I go by Lowleaf.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Lowleaf. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know. I was just telling you about myself. Damn, like, what part of the story?
So, I know that you initially started off as a pianist and now play harp as well and keys and all kinds of other things?
Yeah, I guess I started with music on classical piano. I played that for, I don't know, like 10 years. And then picked up the guitar, taught myself how to play harp and make beats. And I guess it's kind of just been an evolution since then.
Sure.
Since I was 5.
Sure. And Zero?
Sup?
What up?
Incredibly difficult to describe myself.
Like, for example, from my experience, I initially know you as a beat maker, as a rapper, MC, and I know that in recent years you've been vocalizing and singing a lot more as well.
True. It all seems incidental now. So we got like a little crazy news earlier about a friend who had recently passed, and it just kind of like stripped away a lot of what I felt like I was gonna be able to like talk about. But by and large, you have it. Yeah, rapping, singing, all of that.
Cool.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of weird sometimes to tell the story in that way, because it just kind of, every event kind of leads into the next, and you're kind of just here. And you are all of those things.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
Life is all happening all the time.
Yeah, we were just talking about how every single moment someone passes from this realm and also comes into this realm. Like every single minute that's happening, and so often we don't really feel it.
Yeah.
As much.
Absolutely. No, I was playing a song earlier. Shout out Teebs and shout out Austin Peralta. Today is 5 years anniversary since the day we lost Austin.
Oh, wow.
Which seems unbelievable the way the time flies.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, these are the cycles of life.
Right.
Death is a gate to life.
Absolutely, yeah. It helps me be in the flow of life. And yeah. Yeah, just the stripping away, that's paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, too, because now that we're just speaking about death, I've been in the room, you know, when someone has passed, and the moment, like the last moment, you feel their consciousness in the body, and then the next, I feel a release, like an expansion happen. It's like they're no longer contained just in the body. It's an interesting wave, you know?
Yeah.
It's like in that moment you feel intense sadness of the loss, but also like gratitude because there's been a liberation from the body.
I see.
And
So just because this is present in our lives right now and something that we're speaking on, do you wanna shout out your friend that passed?
Shout out to Scott Bullock. We met in New Zealand. Really, really, really beautiful human being. I didn't get to, you know, hang out with him like I would have liked to, but we were setting up some plans to do such a thing, and I got the news just a bit ago when our car went dead as well. So it was like a little weird moment, you know, just reconnected with a friend of mine, Christoph, over the internet, like sent him a video of some music we were playing last night. It made me think of him, some stuff we had made when we were out there, or maybe even a short time after I left. But yeah, just got the news then, and it's been interesting.
You know what was crazy when you were saying that? I was thinking about when we got the news and we're starting the jumper cables.
Right.
And we had the negative and positive.
Right. We had the
flip.
Yeah, we did.
Sparks
started flying out of the battery.
Yeah.
We were like, oh,
and
wow.
So it's like that has to be in alignment.
Yeah.
Before.
True.
Yeah, we're able to.
Yeah, it's.
Yo, yeah. Low key, I had to run in the middle of playing music earlier. I had to run in my car and go grab jumper cables for these guys and come back.
Yeah, we left the car kind of idling in the alleyway, bringing the harp around. You kind of have to, you know, park close to wherever you're going to.
But yeah, and for those of you guys who don't know, we got a full grand harp electric in the studio.
Yeah.
Low Leaf's going to bless us with.
Yeah.
So you guys are independent artists, release your music on your own, and you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Or just albums that you've had to come out, projects recently, things like that?
By and large, if you're not familiar with the way we do things around here, typically we, you know, put out music when and however we please. Angelica has a bit more experience working with the likes of labels and things, but typically I'll brush my teeth, watch an episode of Naruto, hear something I like, make a beat out of it, rap to it, and then put it on the internet that same evening if I so chose. Being independent has been the way that I express myself.
We're living in the future.
Yeah, you can do that. We're right here. There's really no barrier between an artist and his audience anymore.
So what about both you guys? I know Low Leaf, you just got back from a big tour all over Europe. Like upcoming shows you guys have?
We both have some shows coming up at the end of the month. I'll just be doing a number for this visionary leadership ceremony thrown by the LA Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can't go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But you have a show.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have a show this weekend, right?
The LA Chamber of Commerce. That's going to be really awesome. It's just to commemorate some visionaries in Los Angeles. That's low, but I'll be playing at Hit and Run Repeat Offender 12.
Shout out Hit and Run.
Yeah.
Shout out Brandy Flower.
Shout out Scott Bullock too. New Zealand Hit and Run family crew, been running with me from day one. Yeah. When I speak of independence, going back to independence, like Hit and Run isn't necessarily a label, but have been like a really like awesome hub for independent musicians to kind of go out and do their thing, giving them a leg up.
Yeah.
Shout out Brandy Flowers. Much love to him, his beautiful family, Sneaky, and everybody, all crew, all the Bearded Mafia, all y'all fools. I love y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what you're about to do musically? What you're gonna play for us?
I feel like this is gonna. It's improvisation.
Yeah. By and large.
What it feels like to me is like we're moving through, different soundscape realms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And kind of just staying in that space for however long we need to or feel to. And
yeah, we made it up last night.
Yeah, we made up last night.
AKA, we made up last night. But I mean,
but that's how it felt.
Yeah,
like.
No, that's cool. And some of the parts and pieces I have made, prepared pieces of it are like part of some work that we're working on, like albums and stuff. Just, you know,
it's cool though. It's like, we're both individual musicians. Yeah. And, we don't always like touch musically because we're just like in different places.
We take up a lot of space individually.
Yeah. So. But for this, I feel like it's like it's all exploration, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was finally able to come together because I was just like zoning in on my realm and he was zoning in on his realm, and it happened to just go parallel.
I'm so glad you were able to see that. I was so worried. I didn't know what.
I was nervous. Yeah.
I was like, we never did a set. I mean, we've done a couple sets together before, but you know, nothing that while we were creating it, like, you know, one of us would lead or something, and like we were still unsure, and like, I guess we just had to mature a little bit more individually as artists to like be able to like come together.
Yeah.
You know, got a little more gear and like, you know,
things. And just like the resolve, like we're like, we just have
to do
it.
We gotta do this for Theo, man.
Yeah.
We gotta come through for Theo, though.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your time.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Who are you talking about?
So you guys, do you need a minute to get set? Do you want me to play another song while you guys do that? Or are you going to just get into it? Or?
Yeah, we'll set up. You can play a couple more jumps, and then when we're ready to go, we'll go.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, awesome. So I'm just going to play a couple more real quick and let you guys get plugged in, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, peace.
Hello, world. We're back. Got Low Leaf and Zero here in the studio. They're about to do a live impromptu instrumental set for us. Thank you, guys. Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Lowleaf, Zero. Wow. That was beautiful, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, for those of you just joining us, this is Bodhi Kyo Radio. My name is Theo Jimison, your host. My guests in the studio are Lowleaf and Zero. They just wrapped up a improv set for us, and just going to talk for another minute or so. Lowleaf, you have a project, Create or Die.
Yeah.
That is your main outlet, your main thing.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Create or Die was kind of just this idea that came into my head like 10 years ago that kind of inspired everything that I've evolved into today. Kind of just like this like fire that I have so much inside of me that needs to be created, and like the feeling is very like do or die, you know. You gotta like be present to really access all the transmissions coming in. And I think since then it's kind of evolved into like creator DIY, because I just really get down with people doing things themselves and getting really creative in how to do things outside of accepted structures, you know? And I feel like, I don't know, right now the music industry is just so malleable.
It's like reinventing itself.
Yeah, so I personally am super inspired by like free Asian artists who kind of make their way in their own way, you know, not having to like put out music like within the formula, you know, like the single and the video and then this, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's a new world.
Yeah, so it's really, for me, that's just what it's about. And I know that there's a bunch of other artists who I see like living by this thing like all around the world, you know, so
absolutely
kind of just putting up my antenna to just get together with like-minded people like organically.
Yeah. No, I think that that what you're speaking on is a reflection not only of the music industry but of the world.
Right.
The world is changing, and and we're all waking up.
Yeah.
And we're all awakening. Maybe not all of us, but hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and those of us that are, I think that it's our responsibility to try to help others. You
right.
know?
You know, I truly believe that as we evolve ourselves, we evolve others. One of the first awakenings I had in like 2009 was just being in the presence of a friend of mine who was so free. She didn't care who was looking, what it looked like, what it felt like. She just was. And I think just being witnessing and experiencing that frequency just shifts people by way of proxy, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much again for your time and your talents and your beautiful music and beautiful instruments. Hauling this this giant harp across town and carrying it up a flight of stairs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All in
Thanks
a day's you. Work for Zero.
Yeah. Stay strong. Yeah. Thanks for having us, man.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I would love to have you guys back again.
Yeah. You know I'm gonna be back.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I gotta get Zero come through and do some raps and some singing for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna play us out with a couple more songs, and thank you guys again.
Thank you, man.
Peace.